410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Well, we don't have to anticipate much longer. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, she is President of Business Operation, Katie Griggs. What's going on, Katie?
Good morning.
Katie, I can imagine the past 7 days for you has been an absolute whirlwind, has it not?
It's been a lot. I think we knew it would be. You know, anytime you make a change, change is hard. And to your point on timing, I think it's something where we are actually not alone in this. This is the normal timing for almost all of the other baseball teams, but it is something that I recognize is challenging.
Well, that's a question. I mean, you know, I don't know how many other teams have been. I mean, the Orioles have been called the biggest disappointment in Major League Baseball this season by, you know, people around the country, because they won 192 games the last 2 years. This has been disastrous, mostly because of injuries. Could this not have waited, even if other teams are doing it, could this not have waited a month? And it was like a week after the trade deadline when people just were still reeling from their favorite players being traded. I mean, why now?
No, it's a great question. Anything can happen at any time. You're exactly right. With that being said, there's a lot to be said for actually doing this a little bit earlier. As I mentioned, this is the traditional timing. I don't know that it would have felt a lot better in a month, although last night's walk-off victory certainly was a lot of fun. Part of what we're moving towards is greater transparency for our fans. Mm-hmm. And I recognize that as we're going through it for the first time, people are learning as we go. But part of the opportunity here is to make sure that we have the opportunity for our fans to actually change seats into places that they'd rather be and do so in a way where the longer you've been with us, you get your first choice. You have those opportunities to look at the seats that are available and make those changes. And so that's something where, again, the whole goal here was to be in a position where we could actually make sure our fans knew what to expect, had the information that they needed, but change is always hard.
Katie Griggs joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, President of Business Operations for the Baltimore Orioles. Katie, what was the reason behind changing the packages to 20, 40, and 81 games?
I appreciate you asking. Again, looking across baseball, we're not looking to reinvent the wheel here. I think it's 28 of the other 29 teams have 20, 40, and 81 game packages. Our goal is to have something that works for everyone. And so instead of 13s, 29s, and 81s, we have 20s, 40s, 81s, but we've also added a 10 game pack. We also have our flex plan, which hasn't changed at all year over year. It's the same price. It's all of the same benefits that our fans knew and loved from this season. So it is something where we're looking at making sure that there is something for every budget, every preference. And we've been able to add a lot of our benefits that our members have been clamoring for. I think one of the things I've heard overwhelmingly since I've gotten here is we've got some really fun giveaways over the course of the year, but especially for the members who are with us night in, night out, you know, those can run out early. And so we're introducing a gate explicitly for our reserve members who are there where they can come in and there will be a giveaway gate waiting for them, whether or not they're an hour early, they're there right as the game is starting, or if you don't get caught in traffic or something, you're a little bit late. So there are a lot of things that we've been very intentional about in terms of listening to what our fans have been telling us that they want, putting them in place, and we also have the ability for fans to sell us tickets back before the start of the season. If you look at your 20-game pack and say, hey, these are six games, I know I'm not going to them. I don't want to go through the hassle of putting on SeatGeek or SubHub or something like that. We will buy them back from you for the exact price that we sold them to you, and how you can use that as renewal credit for the next year. So again, we are working very intentionally to ensure that there is flexibility for our fans and there is something for everyone. But it is a change. And I think one of the things that's been really helpful this year, we've had the opportunity to speak directly with a lot of our fans. I've spoken directly with a lot of our fans. And as we talk through it, I think, and as fans get more information, most of those conversations have gone pretty well. But right now, a lot of what we're trying to do is make sure our fans have the information to find exactly what is the best fit for them, their best fit for their company, or the best fit for their family.
Katie, if you mind asking a follow-up, you said you have a 10-game package as well?
We added a 10-game pack this year. That's exactly right. So it doesn't come with the same benefits you get with a 20 or a 40, but it is something where for fans where they know, I want to be in a specific seat. This is where I want to be. I want to be there for 10 games. I don't want to do 14. I don't want to do 20. I don't want to do 40. We've introduced a brand-new 10-game pack where you've got same discounted season ticket pricing on that seat location. So, again, it is something where the goal is to make sure that there is a package for everyone so all of our fans can find that experience that's right for them.
So if you give a 10, could you go through just quickly the benefits of the 20 or 40? You get the special gate. Are you guaranteed a giveaway? Is that what you're saying?
You're guaranteed the giveaway. So if you're coming on one of those games as part of your 20-game pack, you show up. You go through that member gate, there will be a giveaway waiting for you. You don't have to worry about getting there super early or anything like that, waiting in those lines. We've got the opportunity to do the ticket exchange, the same as we have in years past. So if you look at one of those games, you're like, no, that's not the game I want. You can use the dollars associated with that game towards another ticket, or depending on what game it is, potentially more than one ticket. You have the ability to sell tickets back to us before the beginning of the season. And there's a lot of other fun things that we've got in there. So particularly for like our full season packs, we're going to have a completely reimagined club level in terms of the aesthetics in there, really making it feel more modern, more comfortable, adding more amenities for our fans. You'll have access to that space. So again, at those different packages, you've got different experiences that our fans can have that come with different benefits. But again, this was fed by exactly what we've heard from our fans in terms of what are some of the things that perhaps we haven't been delivering for them that they're interested in.
Right. So, okay, so if they don't use a lot, because what they hear from a lot of people is they split the tickets with people or they don't use them. So basically, essentially, if it's like you buy something in a store, you're not getting a refund, but you'll get a store credit, basically. You'll use it next
year. That's exactly the way to think of it. And especially, we know we have wonderful fans here. And so for some of our fans, they'll look like, I don't want to do that. Why would I do that? I just want my money back. All of our fans can sell their tickets on StubHub or SeatGeek or something like that, so no one's telling them they can't. But for fans where that's a hassle, they don't want to deal with, am I getting more money? Am I going to get less money? We're just saying up front, before the start of the season, we'll take them back. We'll give you that exactly right, that store credit that you can use going forward and take it from there.
So because the ones people I think are upset was the more games. They weren't using the 13. They didn't want to do 20. If there's a 10-game package, that sounds great.
And I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either. But so the 10-game thing is good because people are complaining, I'm not going to go to 20 games this year. I could barely make 13. So there's a 10. And what benefits don't they get that the 20 and 40 get? Because you mentioned how good that's going to be.
No, that's exactly right. So that one, it really is the discounted ticket price on any same status, same ticket location. So you can get the seat, you can get the discounted pricing for that ticket, but it doesn't come with a lot of the other fun benefits like the guaranteed giveaways and things like that you get with the 20s. I think one of the things that I've heard a lot about is particularly that 13-game pack Sunday package and people being frustrated by that one going away. And I think one of the things that's interesting to me, particularly with the ability, as I mentioned, to sell back up to 6 of your tickets, there's been a number of seasons where we've had 14 Sundays. Right, so your 13-game pack actually wouldn't have given you access to all of those Sunday O's games. So again, it's something where you can look at that schedule. You can make sure, hey, this works for me, this doesn't work for me. So I think another way to think about it is, particularly for years going forward, it's, you can have that 10-game pack if your priority is a seat location and better pricing. If those benefits are important to you, inclusive of the discounts, which obviously I haven't mentioned, but those aren't changing from this season at all. They're going to stay exactly where they are. That's something where you might say, hey, I want that 20, but I may make it to 15 or I may make it to 14. And we want to make sure that that's something where we have a mechanism directly to make that easy for our fans, if that's your experience. Because we do understand, like, I have two little kids at home. I understand and have a lot of empathy for it. It's like, hey, I don't know that I'm going to be able to make 20 or I don't know that I'm going to be able to make 40. We want fans to be able to find something that works for them, and we want to make it as easy as possible.
Katie Griggs joins us, president of business operations. Before we let you go, are there any other changes to the stadium itself that fans can expect for the 2026 season?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you all asking. As we mentioned, and I think you all know, we've got a lot of work that we'll be doing. In fact, if you come to the ballpark since the All-Star break, you can see some of it has already started. There's seats that were eliminated underneath the scoreboard. That's going to be a pretty special space that we're going to be adding a new scoreboard there and boards all around the ballpark. We're going to fix that audio system once and for all. It's a little better this year, but we know it could still be better still. adding a lot more televisions into the concourses, because we know you go out and grab a dog or something like that, you get a little bit disconnected from the game given the composition of the park. We want to make sure that we're addressing that. There's going to be that new premium club space, to something that, you know, almost every other venue has at this point, but we haven't had it here at Camden Yards. And as I mentioned, we're looking at that club level holistically in terms of making sure that for fans who are sitting up there, they're all having a really premium, elevated experience that matches what they're getting up there. So we're having a lot of conversations about that. But then, as with every single season, it's all about looking at the feedback we're getting from fans and how do we make sure that we're improving that experience regardless of where you're sitting, regardless of whether you're coming to one game or 81 games. We want you to have a great time.
Well, Katie, I want to make a request as Rob the Fan here, because I love standing room only. I do. I love standing room only. That, to me, those are the baseball fans. But there's an area in standing room only where you can't see the game that is a great opportunity to put a television out there.
Ooh, tell me more.
Yeah, right there. Right, if you go to standing room only by the flag court and the bar, there's a wall there with nothing on it. And if you're standing like towards the middle of the back of standing room, you can't see the field. It would be great to be able to turn and see the television of what's happening.
I appreciate that, and I'm going to go out and look at that today and add that to our list. We'll see what we can do.
I'll be there.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I appreciate all of y'all's support. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Katie.